Realistic. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. In the final sprint of the midterm elections, President Biden weighs in on the odds of Democrats holding the Senate.
During a brief stop at a Pittsburgh-area sandwich shop, President Biden told reporters he thinks Democrats will keep control of the Senate.
I think so. It ain't over till it's over.
The president spoke about infrastructure before heading to Philadelphia for a fundraising reception with Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, the Democrat running for Pennsylvania's open Senate seat. President Biden says he has more than a dozen requests to appear with candidates across the country, but is still working on putting together a campaign schedule. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Earlier today, the president talked about the resignation of British Prime Minister Liz Truss.
She was a good partner on Russia and Ukraine, and the British are going to solve their problem. But she was a good partner.
The president saying Truss's decision to step down was her own. She announced she was leaving just six weeks after taking office amid growing financial turmoil. A three-judge panel of a federal appeals court has ruled South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham must testify before a special grand jury investigating whether then-President Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in Georgia. Graham could appeal to the full appellate court. The Fulton County District Attorney has said that she wants to question Graham about phone calls he made to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in the weeks after the election. Graham has said that his position as a senator protects him from having to testify, and he denies any wrongdoing. A New York jury has sided with actor Kevin Spacey, finding he did not sexually abuse fellow actor Anthony Rapp in the 1980s when Rapp was 14 years old. Wall Street stocks gave up early gains, closing lower. The Dow lost 90 points, the Nasdaq off 65. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The man responsible for an attack on New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin will be released to rehab.
A federal judge has agreed to allow David Jacobonis to leave jail and enter an alcohol treatment program. Jacobonis accosted Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin during a July campaign event in western New York. Video shows Jacobonis, arm raised toward Zeldin, holding a keychain with two sharp points, saying, "You're done," as he approached Zeldin. Attorneys for Jacobonis, who is an Army veteran, have said their client was drunk and was only reaching for Zeldin's microphone to stop him from talking. Jacobonis has been jailed since he was charged federally with assaulting a member of Congress with a dangerous weapon. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A film mired in controversy may soon resume production.
The crew of the film Rust looks to move forward as the attorney revealed to Fox News Digital that the production of Rust will not return to New Mexico. However, they are considering other locations, including in California, but no decisions have been made. One decision that was made is that there are plans to have a safety officer on set. This comes nearly a year after Halyna Hutchins died when a gun held by actor Alec Baldwin accidentally discharged during rehearsal. Since her death, the film has been mired in investigations, litigation, and controversy. Earlier this year, Hutchins' family attorneys revealed a civil suit settlement was reached with producers of the film to continue filming. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The University of Arizona has announced its Center for Creative Photography will host the North American premiere next week of the Linda McCartney retrospective, celebrating her 30-year career as a photographer. McCartney took up photography as a hobby while attending the school in the early 1960s. University officials said the exhibition will include nearly 200 pieces. Linda McCartney died in 1960. 1998 from breast cancer. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.